From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Democratic gubernatorial nominee Chris Koster may be in strong connection to receive the National Rifle Association's endorsement. Koster already scooped up traditionally Republican endorsements such as the Missouri Farm Bureau, and since he received an A rating from the NRA, he has a decent chance of getting that group's backing. And even though some Missouri Democrats have criticized the NRA, Koster says there's room for his party for different perspectives on gun rights.
I would look forward to receiving the endorsement. I'm trying to build a big tent party here, and I'm trying to bring this state together.
The NRA typically endorses candidates with voting records, so Koster may have an edge over Republican nominee and first-time candidate Eric Greitens. Koster received an endorsement from the group in 2012 when he ran for attorney general against Republican challenger Ed Martin. The proposed $12.2 billion merger of Kansas-based Westar Energy with Missouri-based Kansas City Power and Light could be at the mercy of Missouri utility regulators whose staff has recommended that the deal be rejected. Great Plains Energy, parent company of Kansas City Power and Light, says it does not need Missouri's permission for the purchase, which would combine operations to serve 1.5 million customers on both sides of the state line. The acting director of the Missouri Office of Public Counsel believes the commission staff will file a challenge against the deal. The two candidates running for Missouri's United States Senate seat are seemingly trying to distance themselves from their party's presidential nominees. Ask Republican Senator Roy Blunt about his party's presidential nominee, and you'll likely get a polite but weary response. It's tough enough for the political veteran seeking re-election against up-and-coming Democrat Jason Kander, but every new controversy involving Donald Trump only makes it more difficult. Blunt prefers to talk about his own record and agenda, and not Trump's. He knows the balance of power in the Senate could come down to his race. He says that regardless of how people feel about the presidential candidate, those who won a Republican-led Senate should vote for him. Kander has kept his distance from Democratic Party nominee candidate Hillary Clinton. But Kander says Missouri voters tend to choose an individual candidate, not a party slate based on the top of the ticket. The United States Patent and Trademark Office has sided with the maker of Schlafly beer in its trademark dispute with conservative activist Phyllis Schlafly. She sought to block the St. Louis brewery's effort to trademark the brand's name, an effort that began in 2012 as its sales outside of Missouri began to grow. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported earlier this month that the Patent and Trademark Office dismissed opposition filed by the St. Louis native and her son, Bruce Schlafly, as they rejected the argument that a trademark should not be allowed because it's primarily a surname. The brewery was co-founded in 1991 by Tom Schlafly, who is Phyllis Schlafly's nephew by marriage. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.